Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we're going to be everywhere. We've all been, you know, carnoed. Carnovirus. Dun-da-da! The killer! The thriller! The chiller! The bullshit is beyond belief. I've been saying that forever. It's all bullshit. Today, something comes across my feed. A couple things actually come across my feed. That 80% of the people that have been prognosed with the coronavirus have been false negatives. And the Italians that have died in Italy, 99% was misdiagnosed. They didn't die from carno. I said that from day one. They didn't die from carno. These people were old, ancient people. And if a cold hits you at 80 years old and your immune system is down, you're going under. They put you in a box, they give you a little Nintendo, a blanket, and you don't get to come out on weekends. That's it. You're done. Away you go. Now you're on the way to the other side and hoping you get there. Now, the whole media blitz and campaign has been done nothing but to prepare and perpetuate anxiety and stress in everybody. This is just the beginning. We are not going back to normal. Don't ever let any, I don't care who tells you this, president, prime ministers, chancellors, whatever, kings, queens, popes, whatever. We are not going back to normal. We are proceeding to devolve. That's what they've got. They got everybody on the ropes. They got everybody walking around. Seriously, this is so stupid. They got everybody walking around with face masks. If I had known better, I would have invested in face mask companies. I could have retired today. I wouldn't be able, wouldn't have to do anything but radio shows. The ludicrousness of this, you know. If this was truly a pandemic, like they're saying, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere, breathe the air, nothing. It'd go right through that little mask. Like it's not even there. In fact, it would probably concentrate even more so behind the mask. So as a result, you'd get infected even faster if this truly was a virus. Now, let me explain something. Somebody sent me something the other day, and apparently I guess they took it down, and I should have downloaded it, and I didn't. And if I get it again, I will. If they upload it, I will go and get it and download it. They had a book written back in 1989 dating back to 1965 when the coronavirus was first being explored. They even mentioned nanometers with this carno. So they were already tinkering around with it back in 1965. There were five strains, not one, five. Five strains. And each of those strains affected either the upper or lower respiratory, which meant in the old, plain old English, in the old street language, you had a cold. You caught a cold, okay? Most of us have caught a cold. Did we die from it? Did we have to run out and get a vaccine? Oh, you got the carnal, you got a cold. We got to put a shot in you. We got to stick it in your butt. We got to jack it in. Oh, you're going to die. Oh, yee-haw. All that bullshit. All of it. Theatrics. Theatrics. So, we're looking at the grandest scheme to keep everybody awake. I am glad I am awake. I've never regretted not being awake. I've often thought sometimes it would have been nice if it was a little bit long. It took a little lot longer, but I'm glad I am awake, and I'm glad I woke up when I did. Now, when we get awake, stay awake. Don't let these jackasses with their bullshit play you. I'm not gonna mince words, I never do. I also believe that right now what's going on, the anxiety levels and the frantic levels and the hysteria levels are so high right now. Like I said in the last show, you couldn't tell people the truth today if you wanted to, but I believe it's being perpetuated by 6G technology. 5G is too limited. It can't do a whole lot, but 6G can. And we better start thinking in terms of 6G instead of listening to these 5G blowhards. 6G can go a lot further, penetrate a lot more, and can go through you without any qualm whatsoever. And if you got any kind of nanotechnology inside you, which everybody pretty well does these days, all it takes is to activate the nano, and away you go. You can build a chip, you can build an implant, you can build a circuit, you can build whatever you like. And if you hit the right frequencies and the right and trigger the right chemical reaction, you will get this fear and this hysteria, and you get the panic, and you get the anxiety, and you get that irrational fear going on, and it's constantly buzzing at you, it's constantly eating at you, it's constantly drilling inside of you. You know, this is what's going on, and some of you can't figure out, why am I, I'm just so uptight. Go get yourself some niacinamide, N-I-A-C-I-N-A-M-I-D-E, B3. Get a 500 milligram dose of niacinamide. It doesn't flush. Do that every couple hours for a couple weeks, and then go down a little, one or two servings, and you will find that a lot of this will alleviate you dramatically. You cannot fight a frequency unless you use the frequency. Unless you can either contain the frequency, repel the frequency, or redirect the frequency, you cannot fight a frequency with some of the stupid stuff I'm hearing today regarding even the nano. We're looking at a whole new way of altering everything today just by, some of my friends would call it mind effery. I actually did that really good, mind effery, or mind control, or again, altering perspectives, altering the way you see things, altering the way you understand things. They've done a wonderful job here, and I'm going to tell you what they did. They snuck in coronavirus, the Chinese died of the coronavirus, we got thousands of people now infected with coronavirus, now we have COVID-19, 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 They threw that in there so interchangeably, nobody caught this. They have just switched the pathology. They have just switched the mechanism to infect people now. Okay, COVID-19. See how they did this? I mean, this is how subtle they play the game to interject their agenda, and they bring it in. First, they get you all worked up on the coronavirus. Oh, you're gonna die. Oh, we gotta shut the stores. We gotta shut the roads. We gotta shut the airplanes. Oh, we gotta shut this. We gotta shut that. Oh, man, we gotta shut everything down. Oh, you're gonna die. Coronavirus. COVID-19. And because everybody's in this frantic panic, they don't even see this, how they just interjectedly put this in to the vocabulary, into the syntax of what was going on. And now you don't hear about coronavirus anymore. Zip. Nada. COVID-19. If you hear about coronavirus, because somebody from yesterday or the day before is still haven't caught up yet. This is the lying and manipulation and deception that's been going on for centuries. The last 200 years, the United States and Canada and most of Europe have been caught up in the same quagmire of bullshit. That this is what got the First World War going, the Second World War going, and all the other wars after that. All in the name of contorting words, contorting the truth, contorting the meanings of things, and getting people to believe in the contortion rather than the reality or the substance. This is what's gone on, even in health. The health food industry is loaded with bullshit. They had people taking silica and selling that silica crap because they knew damn well that silica that they were selling you was going to, in fact, amplify your capacity to become infected with whatever pathology they were going to release, whether it be bacterial, viral, fungal, mold, algae. It's a carrier of these pathogens, and it can direct it directly into your cells, into your tissue, into your skeletal system, into your organs. it didn't remove any aluminum. That was such bullshit. Such bullshit. This is what I mean. Nobody reads. And let me reiterate again. Google is not a good search engine to get information. Period. It is the shittiest one out there as far as getting actual information, unless you go to specifically to a PDF file directory where you can find PDF files that you're looking for, or you go into their Scholar, and even that one, sometimes you've got to kind of really weed out some of the bullshit and the reality there. But other than that, if you go to their main Google sites, they are pathetic. They suck. You have no idea how bad they suck. And in regarding to doing some real research, like I said before, if you wanted to buy something online, Google is where you want to go. Google has the links to find out whatever it is you want to find, to buy whatever you want to find. They got that down. But when it comes to reality and facts, forget it. You will get the marketing bullshit that makes the first top 100 links. You got to go way, way, way past it. Best thing you can do is either go to Free Patents Online, which is a link, or Google Patents, one of the two, to look up a patent on some of the things that you're trying to find out. Then the patents will at least explain what the devices or whatever you're looking at is designed to do, even biochemically. You can do it that way. You can also go on a URL, you know, that little spot in the back where you see that www, and you type in whatever. Well, you put in that URL, you type in exactly what you're looking for. You know, I was looking for 3D printers that can print DNA. So I found one, and I highlighted it, so it's not in today's show's links. See, we can, today, the manufacturing of disease has become big business. This is why they don't have any solutions to anything, because they make money infecting you, they make money supplying drugs that do jack shit for you, they make money selling vitamins that have absolutely no value for you, they make money when you visit the doctor and he's, you know, says, well, treat the symptoms, here, we'll give you this pill, okay, treating the symptoms rather than treating you. It's a multi-billion, maybe multi-trillion dollar a year business. And when you're looking at the drug industry or the pharmaceutical industry, the drug cartel, should we say, because that's who really the drug cartel is. They always say, the El Salvadorans have a drug cartel and they got this marijuana and they're going to send it to America. We got to go down there. We're going to make a war on drugs. Yes, go get them. Remember that nonsense? You know, war on drugs. If they really wanted to have a war on drugs, they would shut down every bloody one of these pharmaceutical companies and padlock the door and sue every one of these guys, including Bill Gates. They should take every dime from that guy, everything. He's got no business being involved in the pharmaceutical industry. He's a programmer, not a good one either. He learned a long time ago, go out and get people that know how to program. That's what he did. That's why he became successful. What's it got to do with drugs? Other than designing the program that's going to affect you in a negative way. See, if we all had a brain, okay, and we actually used it, we wouldn't buy one Microsoft product. We would ban Microsoft. We would tell Microsoft to go, you know, take a long walk of a short dock with an anchor. And I assure you, if they had lost the money that everyone has spent on their products, his vaccination program to cull and kill the planet would not have gotten off the ground. Never. So we have to start thinking in terms of who and what we support. This is why they want to take away your money. Because if they take away your money, your cash, you are not going to have the power to make a decision, because the moment you make a decision that doesn't agree to their AI program network, now they can lock down your money. Wait till this stuff starts to really happen. Because there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, we should do away with cash. It's going to blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I hope that you're the first one. They take your cash away and give you your little debit card or your little chip or whatever they're going to do with you. and you go to use it to buy a bag of chips or chocolate or some tobacco or booze or whatever, and the AI says, that's an unhealthy choice, we're going to lock down your money. That would be interesting to see your reaction then, wouldn't it? I think that'd be great. I'd be sitting there with, I might even eat GMO popcorn on that one. You know, yeah, they should take away our money. Blah, blah, blah. Amazes me. It amazes me. You know, amazes me. I'll tell you, you know, in life, you think you've seen it all. You think you've seen it all. And then the elite come up with some new haymaker. And then you see people starting to respond. And you think, oh, well, you know what? Perhaps I didn't see it all. Coronavirus, oh, the killer, the chiller, the thriller. Sounds like some sort of sci-fi movie, doesn't it? It's so retarded. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But that's the mentality and the mindset you're going to be dealing with. And as times progress, those of you who are awake are going to need to really learn to associate and develop connections with other awakened people, because you're not going to be able to talk to this madness, this mob madness that's coming down the pipe. You are not going to be able to talk to them. You can throw out whatever. You're going to have to either kiss their ass one way or another in order to even be a part of them. And that would mean getting a vaccine just so you can all share in your misery. Oh yeah, I went and got the shot. I felt great. I haven't felt right since. Oh man, they put an implant in me. Oh, my arm's half dead. My body's dying. Oh, and the doctor gave me some drugs. That's what you're going to have for an association. It goes on now. You know, when people talk to each other, it's all about their ailments. They're not talking about, you know, well, I went today, I made $1 million. I found this real great idea to do it, and I did it, and I made, you know, I'm a success story. No, oh man, I'm dying. I went to the doctor today, and he told me I had blah, 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 gave me a Latin name. I don't know what it means. Gave me these drugs and said, come see him in 2 weeks. It's terrible, man. I gotta tell you, it's terrible. It really is terrible. I really feel sorry for the people bringing children into this life in this time frame. Now, the Bible does say in the end days, it says that woe to those who give suckle in those days. I can, you know, bringing a child today in this planet is like, to me, it's like putting your testicles on a guillotine and giving it to an ex divorced wife. That's about what it's. Would equate to, really. Child coming to this planet, you're going to have to fight to keep them from being vaccinated. You're going to have to fight for them not to be able to get it and go into the education system. You're going to have to fight in order to, you know, keep them out of the techno takeover age that the rest of his peers would be in or her peers would be in. It would be brutally, brutally tough, I got to say, to bring a child in the world today. It's just... Yeah, that's something I would probably tell everybody to reconsider. Or if there are kids already here and you can adopt, might even be better, because now they've been exposed and you might be able to reach them, and they've already been through the ringer, pretty much most of them. We are in those times today where we really have to evaluate where we want to go, what's plan B. If plan A goes full on and the elite get their way in regarding to, you know, the vaccination program, you know, taking away your rights, choice, you know. In Canada, oh Canada, we need to stand our ground on the grandfather clauses already in place. And this is why I say we may need to, everyone may need to have to get together and say, you know what, they're going to take this, they're going to take that. Form our own perfect union and leave. Go off grid. I think that's what's going to be required, going to have to happen. Everyone will have to contribute. That's not an easy life, I got to tell you. It's really going to be a difficult chore. But if everybody works together and cooperates, then you'll get there. That's the way it works, you know. I'm of the mindset where the Bible says, you know, it's going to be like the days of Noah. Get prepared like him. That's my thinking. That's how I see things. The concept of being together and associating and getting adjusted to each other is going to be a chore, because they have programmed in all of us the capacity to be isolated and not to integrate and to be, you know, loners. That's going to take a bit of getting over for anybody. And then you got to look at and assess what is going on, where you're going, and what you have to do and what's required. And also remember, if you do go off grid, this is the one thing you'll always have to remember, the governments are not going to allow you to go off grid and get away. When you watch the Hunger Games and you see the Hunger Games, they lived in districts because all those people had left the cities to go into an off-grid situation. The cities somehow, and they had some kind of war at one point in time, and they talk about this. And the people that were off-grid lost the war primarily because they weren't tech savvy. If they were tech savvy, they could have probably blackened the eye of those of their assailants and sent them home with their tail tucked between their backside. Interesting sight to see, I gotta say. So you're gonna have to be tech savvy. Now, this all has to be done. Everyone has to learn it. Everybody will learn it. Everybody will help each other to learn it. That's the beauty behind that kind of thinking. Everybody helps everybody to get it. Okay, that's how it works. Because then there's no weak link. And it's not about a competition where I'm smarter than anybody else. If you're smarter than anybody else, then it's going to be up to you to help everybody else get caught up to where you are. That's how that works. So when you're looking at things that are coming and what's going on and some of the nonsense that we have been, you know, trying to disengage from at this stage, again, it's going to be brutal. But again, the more you get connect with other awakened people, the better and the easier it becomes. But that's how it works. Before I go on, I want to make a quick comment. I don't know if it came through the other night or not, because I was getting popped left, right, and center when I was doing the show. I couldn't believe how many hits I was taking the other night. YouTube may dump a lot of their content. I already seen the one content I put up there about the book and the vaccine and the coronavirus. They already took it down. They took it down. Now, they may go through a sweep, and anything up there that may have any kind of benefit or have any kind of substance that's going to assist you in recovering and getting healthy or getting better or whatever, you may see that disappear, especially Dave and my site. So my first thing for you is go get them while you can for free. That's what they were there for. They were given for free. You know, I wasn't charging anybody to sell you a video. I wanted you to have them. I want you to have them all, have the collection. But once it goes down, then I will have to market them. There's no other way, because again, buying the flash drives or the DVDs is going to cost. So on the same token, okay, if it gets to that point and I do have to market these things, my thing will be this: if you have to buy them, and it's going that way, it's going to be, then share them. I don't care if you buy them and you share them with your church. I don't care if you buy them and share them with your fellowship. I don't care if you buy them and share them with the people in your temples. I don't care if you buy them and share them with the people in your organization or in your networks, whatever they may be. Okay, the point is, share them. I'm not telling you to hold back. I'm not telling you to hoard them. I'm not telling you that, you know, you're going to offend me because you're sharing my content and you didn't pay me for it. You know, you paid me for it. Share them. Share them and distribute them. I've been getting a lot of emails lately. I'm 300 emails behind right now. So if I haven't gotten to your email, I will. It's just going to take me probably till the weekend and get caught up. What the heck was I going with that now? I lost the thought. I was going towards something here. Anyway, so go get the videos while you can. Download them all. Go on the BitChute channel as well. Download them there as well. Okay, whatever is there on the BitChute, get. I am going to probably be filming soon the upgrade under the Scrambler. I've been working on the upgrades, come up with some neat ideas. So I've been trying to perfect it a little bit. I actually took my original prototype out and I remodeled that one because after that one, I went and did things a little differently with the newer models, and they all seem to be working. Anyway, we'll be filming that, so I'll probably get that up on the BitChute eventually. So I am behind in emails, so I will say this too. Okay, in case you don't have access to me, you got my email right now. You can still contact me, maybe. I don't know how else you're going to contact me now. If they drop that YouTube, again, just send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. Or, again, if you feel you need to call, please do call 519-977-5351. You can take an order. You can do we can still be able to do consultations, whether through Skype or whatever, through the phone. So I'm trying to get you all prepared just in case they do a shutdown on the internet and you might need something. You got the information now. I just gave it to you. Because, again, this is a reality, and I'm going to probably repeat this on several other shows. So if I sound like a broken record, that's because not everybody tunes in at the same time. We don't know which way we're heading, I mean, in regarding to the changes that are coming. But you can bet your ass it's not going to help you. It's going to further take away from you anything coming. This time around, this was the prototype. This is what they initiated. Next time around, it's probably going to be something worse. Major lockdown, no cash, possibly a ID card in order to travel or go anywhere, and possibly mandatory vaccines, possibly. Now, like I said, this is where it's going to require some thinking to avoid the vaccinations, because this is the other beautiful thing that they did. This is the beauty they did. This is so beautiful. Got to tell you. Talk about stacking the deck. Talk about stacking the deck. The elite. These people like the Bill Gatesers and the pharmaceutical companies that have got all the money in the world. They are now making these toxic vaccines. You know, the Corona vaccine. Oh, the Corona. Or COVID. COVID-19. When they give you that shot and something goes wrong, did you know you can't sue these bastards? Okay, they can force mandatory vaccines, but now you can't get compensation from them if something goes wrong. Now, the chances are there may be a huge rejection of the components they're going to be putting into your body, because they might be nanotechnology or nanobiology or synthetic biology. And they may have implant technology in there as well. Nano implants, nanites. Your body will immediately go into some kind of rejection mode, because these things were never meant to be in us in the first place. So you won't be able to sue them. You won't even be able to litigate on any level. In fact, they'll say, oh, sorry about your luck, Chuck. Next. See, this is, I'm not sure how that ever got removed. If it actually got removed. We may need to look this up in Canada, United States, and Europe. But who the hell gave them the authority to take away that right from me? That's my thinking. My body, I'm going to do as I see fit. And now you're going to say, I got to get vaccinated? Who says who? Who says who? You know, government? Government works for me. I pay taxes to keep those bastards in power. That's how I look at it. I don't look at it. They give me orders. I give them orders. I pay them. Okay. If we were in a workshop, in a workplace, I'm working in a factory, and you work in Chrysler's or GM or Ford, because I'm in an automotive sector, so I'm going to use this as an example. And you work for GM, Ford, and Chrysler, they pay you. But if they tell you to go do a job, and it's in your job description, you have to go do it if you want your money. Okay? You can't tell Chrysler, what to do, because they're paying you. And they're paying you to do a job. Well, these political people are no different. the problem is they're greedy bastards. See, the banks come along and give them a gift. We will call it a gift, shall we? Just so that we won't, you know, hurt somebody's feelings. So the bank comes along and gives them a gift. The hydro people come along and give them another gift. The pharmaceutical industry comes along and gives them a mansion and says it's a gift. So when they get these gifts, it's like payment. But the trouble is, the rest of us are also paying them. So if they want to buy a mansion, they should be able to make enough money in the wages they're collecting from everybody across the country to go buy a mansion. But no, it's easier if you take the gift. You're getting the gift that keeps on giving. Anytime the political structure needs to support a change by the gifters that give them gifts, they proceed to engage. So this is some of the things that we need to really look at stopping, because this is so out there. You know, we're going to give you a shot. We're going to make it mandatory. And if you die, oh, well, c'est la vie. Such is life. That's the game. That's what they want. And this is the thing. If they're going to pass this kind of legislation, we should be pounding the pharmaceutical industries, hitting them extremely hard, and telling them, who gave you the right to lift yourself up away from the litigation? You give a shot, and they're not testing these vaccines. You're the test subject today. You're the test subject. What happens is now they hook up to chemical combinations of the biology of what they're giving you to an artificial intelligence, and now it interprets for them what's in those things and how they're responding. Okay, it may not give the full details as far as the side effects and the dangers of having this stuff, but this is how they're designing these things. So when you're looking at the wonderful world of vaccines, think about this for the next time you think about money. How is it that a pharmaceutical industry, which is making billions, and I mean billions of dollars, who doesn't need really any money from banks because they're making the billions and billions of dollars just in what they're doing, their campaigns, if they are making these drugs and they got all this money, then they should be able to produce something responsibly that if something goes wrong, they take care of you the rest of your life. That's how it should be. If you want to mandate a vaccine, then the pharmaceutical companies take care of all the damaged people that they damage with these needles. That's what it should be. That's what it should be. Then you'll see how they'll sing a different tune. They might even pull out America and Canada. You know what? No, see ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. They've got money. They got money. They don't need money. This is not about making money. Oh, and this is not about some sort of philosophical concept where they're going to save your life. This is all bullshit. They are developing biotechnology so that it can be more readily integrated into the body. You can get lost. You can get lost in the body. Which brings me to another thing I'm going to talk about. And as a result, now you've got this wonderful chip that's inside of you that can now alter anything by design. There's a BitChute channel I put up there. Brian sent it to me yesterday, actually, and I started looking at it. And man, I'm telling you, by the time I got done, I was speaking all kinds of Canadian. Probably somebody had been in here, probably would have shattered their eardrums. I was so pissed. This video is explaining what Brian396 and myself have been telling you for about 12 years in regarding to nano. Not Morgellons, not Line, not black Goo from Mr. Magoo, wherever the hell he's from. Okay. Nano poisoning, nano programming. The guy was saying that the nanotechnology they've got now going on in the system, if they can drop from the sky or into the ground or whatever, that this technology can build new technology inside your body. Imagine that. A robot building another robot inside of you using your proteins and your sugars or your carbons and all the nanometals that it's collected to build even a robot that can replicate another robot. Can you imagine that? But this is the real kicker. This is the real kicker. This is the real bona fide kicker. These machines can make smaller machines to such a level that these machines now can bypass the immune system. Oh man, talk about got me excited on that one. I was orgasmically organic for a good half hour, I gotta tell you. Machines that can make smaller machines, and those machines can make even smaller machines. We're talking now pico, atto, femto, okay, size measurements. And imagine if they're so small that they would look like rocket ships orbiting a planet. Imagine when thousands of them get inside of a cell, or 10,000 of them, or 100,000 of them at that size, could very well easily be 100,000. Imagine the implications of a tech that can bypass your immune system. Remember I said that when I first saw the Chinese thing with the coronavirus, that the guy was running full gallop, and then he must have hit the power switch because he just literally crumbled. He didn't faint, he dropped like he was disconnected. What if chips already in place in your body, that if you got around 6G technology like that person did, they can now flip a switch and you are now in La La Land. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. Some of you are saying, well, how do we fight this? How do we stop these little machines that can bypass our immune system? How can we stop this nano replication process? In order to fight a frequency, you have to have a frequency. If an EMP is coming, you have to be able to divert an EMP. By having iron rods in separate parts of a property, you can actually divert an EMP. When it comes to this technology, it's the same kind of thing. When you are looking at changes in the system that they're doing, you got to kind of match what they're doing. Conventional nonsense that they're talking about today, you know, borax and vinegar. I mean, how retarded. Holy jumping. Totally retarded. They can't see the difference between biofilm release and technology. That's the interesting thing. And they think because they removed the biofilm that it stopped the replication process. This is the retardedness about all of this. This technology is on an atomic level or even below that. It's that small. And it can saturate tissue upon tissue, organ upon organ, where you are completely loaded with this material. And with the right frequencies attenuating, this thing can now begin to assimilate, integrate, you know, network inside of you based on whatever frequency is receiving. So when we're talking about this tech that can now bypass your immune system, that should make everybody go a little bit hokey here. I mean, it made me go hokey. So you're going to need either some kind of EMP pulsing, heavy duty. You're going to need something like the bucket. You're going to need something like the triangle that you can pulse very heavily. You may need to get a coil that can arc an arc as well to create a high ionic field in your area so that nothing can get through to activate. And you might want to use chelating agents that can go into the tissues to pull this stuff out. That's how you have to beat this. If you're going to fight a fight, we used to have an old saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Okay? When you're dealing with this kind of tech, and you're dealing with the level and intensity that this tech can do to you, you got to start thinking in measures of how do I deactivate the frequency, how do I wipe out the program, and how do I pull this out. That's how you got to think. Taking a shitload of vitamins will only help you help your system in maintaining its immune system to fight what's going on. But when we're talking an assault on a scale that small, okay, and with the density of the material so dense, okay, that you can actually, you know, with that kind of circuitry, you can have a worldwide network with other frequencies or other constructs that are emitting frequencies. You're going to have to learn how to match that. You're going to have to learn how to defeat that. That's going to be the biggest challenge, because if you go off-grid, they are going to send this type of technology after you. You know, that's going to be a given, and you have to consider that's, you know, what you need to do. How would you defend against a bunch of robots coming at you? What would you do? What would you do if you had a bunch of robots coming at you? You know, machines that were programmed to shoot you with whatever. What would you do? What, you know, soldiers, you know, robotic soldiers coming into, again, as per directive. What would you do to stop that? How would you stop something like that? Sounds like sci-fi, doesn't it? Sounds like something out of a Genesis Project from the Terminator. That reality is right around the corner. Jay Tuck started talking about this. I started looking at this thing, and I'm telling you, I am... not feeling good about machines that they're developing. So like I said, when we're looking at this type of thing, it's like, and people say, well, what's the point in running that they're going to kill you? They're going to kill you. At least you have a choice, number one, how you want to die, and two, you have a fighting chance. Just because they're robots or you got technology doesn't mean they're infallible. Always remember that. The machinery is not, if anything, machinery is a painted piece of shit most of the time. They don't work right. Something always goes wrong. Even with the sophistication of the military, they are machines. Nothing but machines. So you have to understand, you're dealing with a machine, what would you do? How would you defend? What would you do about that? How would you go about defending yourself against that? I'll tell you what I would do. The first thing I would be looking at is building a fortified force field fence around the property, number one. Number two, I would develop an EMP device that can take out any kind of tech. Whether it takes it out with the first or second shot, doesn't matter. Wipe out the program, disengage it, and neutralize it. Third thing I would be doing is I would be looking at whatever frequencies that might be coming down from satellites and having some sort of deflector or even a parabolic to send it back where it came from. See, these are the things you need to start thinking. Somebody's saying, well, geez, that was way over my head. It won't be. It won't be. Study it. Study what a parabolic mirror is. Study what, you know, what a force field is. Study what an EMP is. These are things you need to study. These are things you need to be prepared for. It's not like you're going to go to war, but at least you can defend yourself if something happens. And this is a reality. We're doing it now even when we're driving cars. These lights are all 5G. They're emitting their microwave frequencies to monitor everybody that's going on. If you had a pulsing device inside your car, they wouldn't be able to read you. Think about that, eh? We ain't living in Kansas anymore. And they are about ready to wage war on civilization across the planet. Doesn't matter if you live in Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Japan, North and South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, it doesn't matter. Whether you live in India, Pakistan, the Middle East, the Far East, the Baltic states, the African countries, Europe, South America, Central America, United States, Canada, it won't matter. Won't matter. This is the targeting of the civilians, and they've been doing this forever anyway. They have been doing this for at least 60 years. You know, NASA has admitted they've experimented on the general population without any permission to do so. So don't think, you know, You got to start thinking in these terms. You got to start thinking, okay, I'm not feeling well. How do I bring my medicines with me, okay? So you bring those medicines with you, but then you got to realize you're going to run out of medicines. So what do? Now you got to grow your own. You got to understand how to extract certain things from plants. See, when you're off-grid, you'll have time to learn all this stuff and experiment. And even now, if you're not off-grid, you still might want to try, again, any small thing and experiment with it. Because once you teach yourself what you need to do, if you get into any situation, you can use almost anything that you can find to do whatever needs to be done. It's important that you understand it's about being prepared. It's all about being prepared. Yeah. And again, some are saying, well, we might all be raptured by the time that happens. Well, we may be or we may not. But if the rapture doesn't show up and this happens and you're not ready, you're done. It'd be more like then the five wise and five foolish virgins. The five wise took extra stuff just in case they ran into a tough time. When the five foolish asked for assistance, they couldn't give it to them. And that's what will happen in the end too, the same thing. They won't be able to help you because they'll barely be able to keep alive themselves. Think on the times we're in. Don't accept anything from a government. None of these governments tell the truth. They're all full of shit, every one of them. Doesn't matter where you live. I don't care if you live in Janja Boo Boo in, you know, Deep Space Nine or whatever. It's none of them. They have railroaded mankind and civilization into the ground on numerous occasions historically, and they're about to do it again on a grand global scale. Imagine that. But a lot of you will say, oh, you know, I don't believe you. You know what? I don't care if you do or don't. I'm not always right, but I'm more right than I'm wrong. Put it to you that way. And that's not bragging. That's reality. Not always right, but I'm more right than I am wrong. Point I'm trying to get there is this: study so that you have the same, can make the same proclamation. I may not be right, but I'm more right than I'm wrong. That is a good proclamation to make, because that indicates that you're a person that investigates and experiments to get answers. That's what's required today. Don't believe nothing you read until you test it. Especially if it's coming from any government out there, don't believe a damn thing they tell you. They are setting you up. They set us up into this paradigm we're in right now. They manipulated us just like a pro, lining their ducks in the barrel. This is not going to go back to normal. This is going for them. It's going to be their evolution. For us, it's going to be our de-evolution. Mark my words on this. And we're probably going to see this rampantly pick up steam throughout this year, I would imagine. So again, you know, as the Bible says, he who has eyes to see, let them see. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. And the rest of you, this is what I say, if you don't want to see it and you don't want to hear it, take your blue pill and go back to sleep and dream and believe whatever it is you want to dream or believe, because at that point, I don't care. And I don't. Those who are trying and striving, it's hard enough to sustain and maintain that. And if you get somebody that's, you know, sitting on the fence or sitting on this imaginary fence that's going down, oh well, you're on your own. And that may sound cold, that may sound cruel, but you know what? That's the way it is. That's how it is. That's the way it is. And that's how I roll. Those who are willing and looking, hey, I'm with you. You know, and I'll help you any way I can. Anyway, I also want to point out, I'm now on Spotify. My son came down from the West Coast and he said, Dad, you should be on Spotify. So what does that do? He says, well, if you're on Spotify, it covers every network out there and people can listen to your show from all over the place. So now I'm on Spotify. I'm independence.spotify.com. They got some old ME Micro Effect pods. I'm basically, the Podbean will transfer automatically, I guess, to Spotify. I think it's how it works. I got to figure out how it works anyway. So anyway, if you can't find the Podbean show, I'm also got another link. I'm going to be putting shows on. It'll be the same show, just in case. It took me 2 days to load up the last show. I couldn't believe the bullshit on that one. But anyway, I'm also going to be on a place called Simplecast, which is another place. So again, if you don't find the Podbean up, because I couldn't get it, well, that doesn't sound good. Caught myself on that one. Because I couldn't upload it, that doesn't sound much better either. But anyhow, go to the alternative site, go to Simplecast, or go to Spotify, one or the other. All right, I'm also talking about other guys that are in the game, in the fight, exposing or expose of whatever's going on. You got Brian 396. He's got data and research on nanobiotech. I mean, seriously, the guy has put out so much stuff. You know, I think he basically owns the internet now with the information. You know, if you're looking for some answers, there's two sites to go to, his and mine. You know, I should have said mine and his. Oh, yeah, his and mine. I said it right. Okay. He's got stuff all over the place. And we collaborated on this information. We did two different types of research, and we're both coming around to the same results, which is good. So that means there's more than one way to deal with this. So check him out. And again, he's got a Patreon site. Help him out if you can. I mean, if you can't, you can't. But at least if you can't help him out financially, share his information. You got Aramac on his channel. He's got a YouTube channel. He's done interviews. He's also got a blog. Check him out. He's another guy out there putting it out there, telling it like it is, the way it is. So, you know, again, help him out any way you can. You got me. I've got the Augmented Force site. These are free sites for now. Go get the data, get the information. You got to do it yourself. Health protection against frequencies. You got the BitChute site we've got there. Vids on the alternatives, that's the YouTube channel, and the new one with the simplecast.com. Okay, so check them out, check out all the sites, help whoever you can. If you're poor, and you can barely buy food because you're poor, especially in these tough times, I don't want a dime from you, zero. What I would rather you do is learn the information, get proficient at it, help whoever you can in your environment, in your network. Feel free to use any information that I just mentioned on my sites. Contact Brian and see if he'll let you use his information. He's pretty easy going about that. And then check Aramac. See, and then again, share the data, share the information. Help anybody you can. You know, we're in a war. Anything we can do to help each other understand how to recover, how to help each other heal, how to help each other, you know, integrate as a organization or as a family or however way you want to define it. Go with it. Use the information. Do what you can. Alrighty. I think I rattled enough tonight. What did I ever? Okay. Listen. Thanks for tuning in to this segment. So till the next segment, to your health. And again, let me repeat one more time before I close. If you need stuff and YouTube goes down, feel free to call me at the shop, 519-977-5351. Or you can email me at independs@yahoo.com, which right now I'm about 300 behind. And if you need consultations, you can access me through Skype or the phone or through the email. Alrighty. Again, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.